if this is your first time visiting, still repping, let me say thank you for visiting. Welcome. If you've been here before and you've read a couple articles, listened to a couple of videos, maybe you caught Miss Danielle Johnson of Spark FM and Henny and Hot Wings and a special we bring you guys about called Super Tuesday. But if you're coming back, then welcome again. I really appreciate you visiting again. It's a little bit of affirmation to let me know that it was good enough for you to come by twice, maybe thrice. But I'm going to dive right in. I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet. I'm going to try to keep it under 10 minutes. Because I know we got a lot of things going on. Of course, this is directly related to what we've seen around police brutality and the protests we've seen in all 50 states and several different countries of different walks of life, all different people coming together saying enough with the bullshit of police brutality. Right now, I'm not going to get into the people that owe Colin Kaepernick an apology. I ain't going to get into the people that I'm disappointed by because they're more worried about physical possessions rather than people's bodies and minds. They're more worried about bricks and mortar than flesh and souls. But I'm not going to get into that. Swear, not this one. This one is just like required listening to make sure you're ready for the next one. Because when all the marching stops, peaceful or not, when all the protesting stops, peaceful or not, when all the rioting, looting, burning stops, we're still going to need some policy. We're still going to need some laws. In this country, it's a country of laws. Once I figured that out, I decided to become a lawmaker so I could influence these laws. So the information I'm about to give you, I've lived it, I've seen it, I've done it, I've moved it. I'm not guessing, I'm not speculating. I've operated as a state representative for the 5th Suffolk District's neighborhoods of Roxbury and Dorchester in the great city of Boston and the state of Massachusetts in the United States of America. To give you a little background. People have been asking me, when we get to these laws, I want everybody to know, people have been asking me to share how a bill becomes law. Back in the day, for the elders that might be listening to this, that was what you were taught in school, right? That was a civics course. They were like commercials that would teach you how a bill became law. You could Google it. For the younger people, they used to teach that. They don't teach it anymore, so I'm going to sit in as teacher. How a bill becomes law. Let's say I want a bill to pass that says, I'm going to change the speed limit to 59 miles an hour. To do so, this is what happens. I have to write a bill as a state representative. I write out on a piece of paper, or put it in the computer system that they have at the state house to say, I'm looking to change the current bill already. We know there's a current speed limit. I'm looking to add an amendment that would change the speed limit from 55 to 59. I write a bill that says what I want to state in based on these roads, the new state law will be 59 miles per hour, will go into effect at this point. All right, this is a very clean version of it, a stripped down version, but just so you can get the point. I wrote the bill. Sometimes citizens can write the bill. You don't have to be a politician to write the bill. A lot of times corporations write bills, and that's why we have a lot of effed up bills that help corporations and not people. But that's a whole nother episode. So I write the bill. I file it with the clerk's office. The House, the state House on the rep side has a clerk's office. The Senate side also has their own clerk's office. I file it with the clerk's office. The clerk is not elected. He's a man that just, his office takes care of all the filing of all the thousands of bills and where they should go. He might look at the bill and say, this is about speed limit, this is about public safety, or maybe it's transportation. Let's say he says it's transportation. He's going to assign that bill to the transportation committee. That transportation committee has about 13 members on it. Out of those members, there's a chair. The chair, I don't mean a physical chair, I mean like a chairman or chairwoman or chairperson, depending how you like your pronouns. The chairperson was appointed by the Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House is elected by the members of the House. The current Speaker of the House is Speaker Bob DeLeo, a state rep from Winthrop, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, right past East Boston. He had term limits, but the Democratic state reps removed their term limits and in essence made him a king. And he was already the third most powerful person in the state. But again, that's another episode that's either here or there. He appoints all the chair people, and they pretty much do his bidding because They get a pay bonus for being that chair. They get a little bit more power for being that chair. They get a bigger office for being that chair. So now this bill goes to the Transportation Committee. Me as a state rep, if I know my community really wants this bill passed, I come back to my community and say, yo, I filed the bill. It's in the Transportation Committee. I'm waiting to hear a date. If you want a date soon, here, let me give you the name of the chairperson and their office, and you call on this day. I'm going to give you a script, and you say, hey, I'm calling on behalf of House Bill 5959, which is about increasing the speed limit to 59. I would like a hearing to be had as soon as possible. 100 people call, 200 people call, 300 people call. He's like, all right, we're going to do a hearing next week. Me as the state rep, I tell all those people, thank you for calling. We got a hearing date next week. Everybody comes in for the hearing. People testify why, you know, moving that speed limit is going to be helpful to them. Don't get caught up on the speed limit. It's just an example. I'm telling you the process of how it takes, what all the things it takes to get a bill passed. So now we're having a hearing. People like it. Out of that group, they got to vote to see if this bill will come out of committee. They might send it to study. If you hear it sent to study, they just mean they're going to bury it under a pile of paper so big that you won't see it for another 2 years. But it maybe goes to the, it gets passed out of committee, which means it goes to the House floor. The House, you'll hear me say the House has 160 members, 160 state reps. Those are the members of the House. Now the bill hits the House floor, everybody gets to vote. There's a big call, roll call in the House! That's my man. Oh, he yells that over the intercom on the third floor, and everybody knows it's time to vote. All the state reps go upstairs. You need 81 votes to pass, right? 160 people, you need 50% of that plus one. 81 people will get that bill to pass the House. It passes. Is it a law yet? No. Now the Senate has to do the same thing. There's 40 people in the Senate. 40 people in the Senate. They have their own committees. They have their own clerk. It goes to their Transportation Committee. They have hearings. They talk about it. They might suggest some changes. They might not. It gets voted favorably. If it gets voted favorably, it leaves the Senate committee and goes to the Senate floor. 21 people vote on it, yes. Now you've passed the House and you've passed the Senate. Then there's a conference committee. The Speaker and the Senate President send a few of their delegates and their reps down to talk to each other and make sure that these bills fit and everybody's happy with it. And then they put it in front of the governor. The governor can sign it if he wants to pass it into law. That is the process of how, that is the basic version of the process on how a bill gets made. There's a lot of things that happen in between. A lot of the times we wait for the elected officials. As I described, there is work for the elected officials to do. They should file the bill. They should tell you what committee it went to. They should tell you when to call that committee chairperson, when to request a hearing about it. Then when the hearing comes, they should let you know again when the hearing is. They should tell you when to come show up at that hearing. They should even share some speaking points about what you might want to say at that hearing or on that call. And they should tell you as that process goes, yo, this was going well, but rep such and such voted against it, or speaker such and such doesn't like it, or, you know, and then we figure out where to put the pressure on that next person. The responsibility of the people, though, us, who are not in elected office, is to make sure when we're told to call to get that hearing date, that we call to get that hearing date. And when we get the hearing, we show up at the hearing, and that we are sharing the information, so not just we are showing up, but all of our people are showing up, because it's power in numbers. And in politics, politics is a game of numbers. That is how a bill becomes law. And I say that because we have many bills that are going to have to be passed, heard, and voted on before we actually see sustained change around police brutality and police reform. Now, I'm not going to wade all the way into the depths of abolition yet. I know people are chomping at the bit and people are already organizing it, and that's cool if that's your lane. But I'm not confident enough about my society to think that tomorrow we flip a switch and there's no police. Obviously, that's not how it would happen anyway, but I don't even have time to entertain that until we can start to pass policy, because that too would require policy and budget line items and funding and defunding and the whole nine. So before you can start dreaming about that stuff, well, you can dream in it, but there's responsibility. And part of that means learning how a bill passed, learning what your role is, and supporting your state rep or your state senator so that those bills can get proposed, passed, well, voted on, passed, and become law. Otherwise, we're just waiting for it to happen again, and we can keep protesting, and we can keep doing it peacefully, we can keep doing it non-peacefully, but until there's law and people are following the law and being held accountable to the law, not much is going to change. We've seen that a generation before us. We've seen ourselves start to drop the ball. So here is the ball being handed to you. That is how a bill is passed. Stay tuned, and we get more depth in the weeds on what needs to happen next to reform police here locally. 10 minutes. I told you 10 minutes, right? Any email questions you have, please feel free to send them los@stillreppin.com. I appreciate you coming by. I ain't gonna let it get to 10 minutes and 30 seconds. I gotta go. I try to be a man of my word. I'll see you. I'll speak to you again soon.